It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, very special guest from Creighton University. He's a professor in the journalism department, journalism design and computing, or thereabouts. The title of the department for which he works still up in debate, and the meetings are still going on.
I think you broke news that nobody knows about.
And that's what you get here at 91.5 KIOS FM, no question about it. Tim Guthrie joins me, artist and professor. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to give everybody a little bit about your background, first of all, before we talk about the big event coming up on August 23rd. So tell us about your background before we talk about the big event.
Oh, my goodness. I would start rambling about a million things if you wanted me to do that.
You're an artist, and the mediums kinda that you use, photography, and different types of media that you combine. Yeah. Can you talk about your work a little bit?
Yeah, I'm one of these guys where the concept drives the work. So I change medium and materials based on the idea behind the project, basically. So I'm occasionally a photographer. I kind of used to be a painter. I kind of used to do a lot of things. So it just kind of depended. It depends very much on the concept at hand.
Sure. And from that, I mean, you start with a concept and you've got an idea that you really want to get across. So I imagine exploring the best way to transmit that idea, right?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of times I'm working on very personal projects, and then sometimes I'm working on group projects. So the thing that's happening at Kaneko, they have these amazing things that they do. They'll have a season. Last year it was about light. This year it's reality. And the project that I'm doing is actually a group show. So I'm leading it, but it's actually a lot of different visual artists, writers, performers that are involved in the show. And a lot of people help make it happen. The Kaneko staff, the Jocelyn Art Museum, the Durham Museum, a whole bunch of people. Really, without all of them, it wouldn't have happened. So this particular project, I'm kind of more of a director than I am an artist. It just took so much work from so many different people to make it happen.
Sure. Well, how would you describe it? On August 23rd at the Kaneko at 7 o'clock, it's called Curious Conversations. And you mentioned that this year's theme is reality. So what is this project? What are we doing here?
Right. So the reality season, they've got a lot of really incredible things happening in the Kaneko right now, virtual reality and really cool technologies and things like that. The Museum of Alternative History is a little different. It's more about the concept of what is reality. It's more about cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias and how we accept certain information and reject other things if it doesn't already fit our bias. So it's actually something more conceptual that plays with that idea. It's done in the format of a natural history museum. So it doesn't feel like an art show when you're there. It feels like you're in one of those old natural history museums, but it's actually about a really big concept.
Well, it's a huge concept, and one that I ask your opinion on this. How is our society doing with disseminating what is real, what isn't, having some judgment on these things? These are skills that critical thinking used to be something that you learned very early on. I'm not sure that's happening anymore.
Right. Well, I try not to. The show's not about my judgment on any particular people or, sure, or the communities or, you know, whatever. It is definitely about critical thinking, though. When you come into the show, you have to really figure out what you're looking at, you know, what's real, what's not, why is it presented the way it is. It definitely requires a lot of critical thinking.
Sure, absolutely. So it's not just something to wash over you. It's something to become involved in, to become basically a part of, if you will,
absolutely,
the living, breathing art. You mentioned group projects and versus individual projects. And I do want to bring one up that I found, and it was a very, very moving piece called The Missing Piece. Can you talk about that for me?
Yeah, it's a piece I'm not really doing anymore. It's I don't like even to talk about that one as a project, or it's kind of a process that I was going through. Mm-hmm. My wife had passed away, and I was trying to get through that.
Sure.
And a lot of things were born out of that process.
Fair enough. I will say this on it. I saw the pictures, the photographs that you did in that piece. It was an old Omaha Magazine article, and folks can Google the missing piece or Google Tim Guthrie and look at those photographs. They were incredibly creative. They were moving. I was very moved, and I had never met you before today. It was quite a piece of your soul to bear, and I appreciate what you did and how you did it.
I appreciate you saying those things. I don't mean to deflect your question.
I understand entirely, and I wouldn't have it any other way. In the few seconds we have left, I want to get back to August 23rd, the Kaneko, 7 o'clock, Curious Conversations. How many people would you like to have there?
I think they had seating for 100 people or so, but it's we've got an interesting Stuart Chittenden. He calls them creative conversations. He's kind of helped me line all of this up. And in this particular one, we've got a presenter by the name of Dr. Anna Compton. She's going to talk about the Berlin Wall Project and some interesting.
Outstanding. Yeah. Very good. Tim, thank you very much for stopping in. I really appreciate it. We get back to Morning Edition at a national level in progress right now.